car. Wait, no, not yet, not yet, not yet. Hey, what's up, guys and girls? It's the Jock and Shop again with me and Scott, and also Scott. Excuse me, not Scott. I meant to say Chris Falk. Chris Falk, what's up, brother?
Just yelling at that.
Yeah, just happy to be here.
Happy to be here. Happy to have you, man.
He's happy to keys. Be Scott.
He's Scott.
This Scott is number two.
This is Chris over here. Chris, say what's going on.
What's up? I'm Chris Falk. Lead guitar tonight. Did this voyage this evening on this podcast together with you, friends.
Glad to have you. I'm Herman Lee, and we're Jock and Shop. Glad to have you guys here. We're another musical edition of this. I'm through a microphone. It probably sounds very legit. We got a couple stories to tell you, but most importantly, we've got a couple of songs we wrote in the past hour or so. One I'm really excited about, it's actually a Beatles cover. Can't wait to premiere that. But yeah, so we all got our guitars. I'm on bass, Kev's on bass, Scott's on my new Fender Stratocaster, and old Chris Falk on the old Casio. What setting are you using today, Chris?
Fantasy right now. It's called Fantasy.
We're using the Fantasy setting. A personal favorite of mine, I know that.
What are we tuned to?
We're tuned to E flat. That keyboard is regular tune. But to me, that sounds like a certain cut that we have been covering, which Scott sings. You guys ready to play it?
Or the Beatles song? Okay.
Yeah, we're ready to go.
I think I got it. Chris, take us into this next jam, and I'll sing it for us.
Sweet dreams are made of cheese. Who am I? Freaking cheese. I travel the world in seven seas. Everybody is looking for cream cheese. Some of them want some gouda. Some of them want some feta. Some of them want some cheddar. Some of them want some gouda too. Sweet dreams are made of cheese. Who am I? Freaking cheese. I travel the world in seven seas. Everybody's looking for cream cheese. Some of them want some gouda.
Eurythmics. That's by the Eurythmics, but remixed by us, Jock and Shop, aka the Bad Boys of Podcasting. Very heavy on the cheese references. I'm kind of interested of your inspiration of that, Chris. Excuse me, Scott. Sorry, Kevin.
Wait, no, Chris, why were you playing that? When did you learn Sweet Cream is Made of Cheese on piano?
When I was in Denver, at the house I was living at, they had an electric organ.
The House of Blues.
I figured out a bunch of stuff on the keys.
A full-size organ?
You're just hammering it out? You didn't look tabs or anything?
Nah.
Just beating that muggy.
Nah. That's why I figured it out as well.
You just gotta use your heart and your ears.
That's what I use mainly, yeah, my heart.
Mostly your heart.
It's in the heart of the cards. We should turn the mic off. When we're not, well, that's leaving on.
Oh, that's okay. Okay, that's a good idea. Yeah. So we'll just go.
We're screaming at a cell phone right now. That's how we record our cast.
Well, don't give away the secrets.
I mean,
don't use that. Don't tell them we're using the Anchor app either.
God damn. No, shit.
Oh, man.
This pod is brought to you by Anchor.
Brought to you by Anchor. You'll hear that at the end of the podcast, of course. Very cheese related. We're working on
some levels here on the keyboard. Everyone knows that Chris scores the podcast these days and just does a killer job. Chris, if I could, I know you're jamming over there, but if I could make a request of a song, and I would like to hear the Terminator theme song.
Well, what a coincidence, that's what I was just playing.
Oh, great, well, let's hear it again. Alright, here we go. Let's get a little Terminator theme song. Oh my god! Listen to the power of those chords.
I wish you guys were seeing this right now.
Oh! Oh! Man! That is the Terminator theme song. You're hearing it correct. Basically, exactly right on. We're getting very musical today. The podcast took a weird turn today. We're supposed to have a fourth guest. I guess me and Scott. And then, so we're up to one guest tonight, but none of those ones showed up. Unfortunately, all we have are the hosts. Us, guys. But anyways, hey Chris, what's another of your favorite cuts to play on the keys? Key cuts, if you will. Let's think of another one, man. Mm. Let's see, we already played Sweet Dreams, or Made of Cheese. Cream Cheese. We have Terminator theme song.
Yeah, we got that one.
What's another one of your cuts you just kind of go back to, you know? When you're...
Well, when it's all on the line, I like to go to the Jazz Cat, to be honest.
Oh, absolutely.
Fuck.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So we got Jazz Cat coming up for you, royalty free.
No way. I think that, yeah, the trademark's on that is up, so we're safe to.
Oh.
Shut me up real quick.
There it is. The Jazz Cat, baby. Coming right for you. Coming right for that cheese. Jazz Cat.
Jazz Cat. He's gonna get you, it's the Jazz Cat. He's gonna get you, it's the Jazz Cat. There's a lot of power on that fucking name.
Alright, cool. So that was Jazz Cat. I gotta say, it was all on the line.
Yeah.
It was. And you slayed it, brother.
It's a good new... Oh, we got another song that we want to play. I don't want to talk for a minute. We want to just...
Yeah, well, I guess we'll introduce the next song. This is our aforementioned Beatles cover, which I'm not going to lie to you, because Scott lied to me about this. It's not actually a Beatles song. We actually wrote it ourselves.
No, this is a real Beatles song.
We wrote it ourselves.
You can Google this and you find it.
And
this is a real Beatles song.
So we're going to play it for you if everybody's ready.
And it's in time. Everybody remember it's an E flat. Tune that keyboard to E flat.
Everybody remember it's an E flat. All the listeners, if your headphones are on, make sure you tune them to E flat. All right, you ready for this?
Let's get real close.
Let's get real close. I can taste Kevin right now. We're
I can taste your mouth. All right, ready?
1, 2, 3. It's a candle in the dark.
It's not a hot dog.
It's not a hot car. Oh, wait, hot dog. Okay.
Right.
1, 2, 3. It's a candle in the dark enough. Hot car. It's a candle in the dark enough. Hot car. It's a candle in the dark enough. Hot car. It's a candle in the dark enough. Hot car. What could possibly go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
Oh, That was good. Yeah, we started out shaky. It's okay to leave a car and a hot dog.
It's okay to leave a car and a
hot dog. No, but I'd say the message of that song is, what's the big deal if you leave your dog in a hot car? What could and the second part of the song is, what could possibly go wrong?
John Lennon did it all the time.
John Lennon, that was one of his main things. Yeah. Right before he... I'm not going to talk trash about the...
His dog died.
Right before his dog... Here's the thing, Chris. No one in science knows why his dog died. But he wrote that song, and yes, it did appear that his dog died very soon after.
It's probably a coincidence.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But I'll tell you what, he got a hit song out of that. I mean, and we played it.
I know, and we're playing it today.
And we played it well.
We're playing it now, 65 years later.
Right, 65 years later, you know? And we're playing these cuts, and I think we're having a good time. Two cuts under our belts. What do you,
what did everyone do this week? What'd you do this week, Kevin?
Okay, alright.
You got a story for me, you said.
Yeah, no. I do have an intense story.
He's been talking up this story all damn day.
Yeah, so the other day, I was, got up in the morning, you know, usual. Took a shower. Brushed my teethers, no problem. And, then, you know, I walk out to my car. I'm running right on time. No big deal. Thank you, Chris, for the dramatic music. But anyways, I go to my car. 100% true story. I go to my car. And I have been robbed. No joke about that. I have been robbed.
And
I had so much shit in my car.
Spoilers, who robbed you?
I don't know. What? There were thieves in the night. Here's the thing. Yeah, they were smoking the bandits. And so I've been in this bad habit of leaving my car unlocked.
That'll do it every time.
Yeah, and you know, just having this blind faith in the world at large. But this time I got a reality check.
Right in the car.
Welcome to Earth.
Welcome to Earth. Smooth sailor. Okay, so here's what they stole. I had a bunch of clothes. I had a keyboard stand. I had a guitar cable. And then I had like a bunch of change. They went through every compartment of my car, took every bit of change, left all the rest of it.
Good stuff.
Yeah, so they like went through my cup holder and like took all the change from my cup holder, left that on the ground. That's how I first realized. I was like, what's a cup holder thing doing on the ground? And it's like, oh, it's out of change. And then I opened my little center console thing, out of change. And so like somebody broke into my car and they stole like about $4 worth of change.
When you had a bunch of musical stuff in
Right. I had a bunch of stuff, and they just took, like, $4 in change, and I guess just...
Hey, that's pretty solid on their part.
I mean, yeah.
That's what I was kind of thinking. I was like, man, these are kind of considerate thieves. So maybe if I lock my car nowadays, it should be fine. Like, these guys are not going to break a window.
Yeah.
Maybe. Who knows?
Just leave it rolled down.
So that way they can't break it.
Leave a couple dollars
leave a dog in there.
Well, it has to be at least. Well, it has to be at least like 85, 90 degrees before I will ever put a dog in a car. Okay, I just got.
Yes, you may. Thanks,
Barry. Right. I mean, if it's like 105 degrees, even better. But I mean, it's got to be at least like 85, 90.
Just leave it in there all the time, and I mean.
What is it? Like, a husky, like a long-haired. Big wolf type.
Well, you don't want a freaking little chihuahua in there guarding your car. He'll jump out. He'll jump out and leave you.
20 pugs, vicious. 20 vicious pugs.
Yeah, 20 pug little puppies. Yeah, right. Forget that. I'm getting a Rottweiler.
Ones, the most vicious pugs you can buy, like 20.
And then it'll smuggle the robber with cuteness.
They're all stacked up on each other.
And they'll be like, it's really hot, and I'm having a good time. That's my dog voice. This podcast is brought to you by PETA, the pet
animal shelter,
pet society.
That one that uses euthanasia, probably.
Oh, whoa! Hot takes there. Hot takes for a guy who sang a song about dogs in a hot car. But I also sang that song, so I do agree with every statement you make, my friend. So, but yeah, what about you guys? Anything interesting happen to you guys?
Oh, fuck.
Whoever wants to go. Name an interesting story that you had this week.
Literally nothing comes to mind. I've just been doing some school. It's been really hella gay.
What are you studying, bro?
I'm studying.
And nothing wrong with the gays, but what are you studying, bro?
It's a, yeah, sorry, that's just the South talking. It's nothing against the gays.
It's just the hot cars talking.
We
I've left Scott in a hot car all day.
A little cranky.
I mean, I had a lot of
the dogs don't get that way.
I had a lot of fun in the hot car, but it was a long time. But
it's fine. But
yeah, it's totally cool.
It was okay.
Luckily,
Kevin didn't lock his car, but he locked my car, and I was I was locked in my car all day.
And guess what? You didn't get robbed, bro.
I didn't get robbed.
You got no robbed.
And
in
I had a lot of fun in the hot car. And then,
were you practicing the song for tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
But basically, we've been learning to code, and goddamn, the future, it sucks. The future's tough.
You're learning to code a computer?
Looking at a code, the back end of a computer, making a database. It's a super, super not interesting.
Ones and zeros, right?
Yeah, pretty easy, considering you were in the advanced settings on the TV.
Oh, yeah. Time. I broke into the...
I mean, he just went straight to the advanced section. No warning to any of us.
Like a fish to water.
Yeah, he just
okay, I'm
jumped
of,
right in.
But kind of a programming prodigy.
I forgot all about that.
But it's
you
so,
were correct.
That's the thing, it's so easy that it's not interesting.
To code, it's easy?
It's so
I thought it was the most hard thing in the world.
I mean, well,
after I'm talking to like Elon Musk over here of the Joe Rogan podcast. How easy is it to code?
Super easy. She was talking the language, and one day you learn it quick. You pick up all the.
I may have to take that class.
Code it up.
Ones and zeros, right? Any twos? Have they advanced into twos yet?
Oh yeah, we're not using numbers. We're just using like scripts and dumb shit. We're not that deep.
Hello world.
Like hello world. Dot. Here's an object. Yo. Here's a process. Here's a subscript. Code.
Elaborate.
I don't know any of those. Those are just some vocab words that picked up because she said them so many times. I still don't know what we're doing.
I took one programming class in school. It was not very fun. Not gonna lie. I made a game.
You made your own game?
It was basically Pong.
Fallout 3?
Close. It was like Pong, but worse. And with spikes at the end, so.
What?
Like, you know Pong, where he passes the ball between the two paddles? It was just that, but there were, like, spikes at the back that the ball hit and just, like, stuck to if you missed it.
Nice.
Doesn't change the gameplay at all, but...
Still pretty damn cool, though.
Yeah, it was a pretty,
That's advanced programming.
I'm waiting for EA to call me up.
Have you been on the TV?
Go straight to EA Games?
Yeah.
Damn!
Got drafted.
What was their last game? Harry Potter? Quidditch World?
Yeah, I'll make that one.
Oh, okay. Well, no, you're going to be the future one, so you'll make Quidditch World 2.
You jam with them all the time.
You jam with the EA guys all the time?
Dio.
What do they enjoy to play? Are they more of like a Terminator 3 guy, or are they more of a Hot Cars jammers? In your opinion?
I don't really know the hot shots, I guess, but I imagine they just sit around and... pat themselves on the back for how much money they
listen to our podcast and just they say microtransaction baby.
Yeah, that's the way of the future.
They're really vultures just taking all of our revenue. And I mean, we're making tons of money. There's tens of listeners and
yeah, I mean, they're probably cutting it, and they are sponsoring this podcast, luckily for us. This reminds if I had the guitar in my hair now, I'd be playing the old Vultures song by John Kane. Of Mayor of Knoxville.
Don Kane, Mayor of
Knoxville. That's right.
Oh, then we have... Oh, wait, no, we'll save that for the outro.
What is it? One more cut?
Yeah, we'll save that for the outro.
Well, hold on. Anything interesting happened to you this week, Chris? I mean, Scott. I mean, Kevin.
Dolores.
Bethany.
Dolores Claiborne? Dolores
yeah,
the car?
I mean, I've been working out, and I'm finally, like, in decent enough shape to where I'm not, like... feeling like I'm gonna die after every workout, so that's nice.
What's your workout routine, brother? This just turned into a fitness podcast.
Muscle max out. Straight Dave's muscle max.
What's your max out, bro? What's your max out? You hitting 335?
No, not quite.
Or what?
I'm squatting 205.
That's pretty hefty.
Yeah.
That's my applause.
Ten reps.
That's 10 reps?
Get a good pump.
Oh, yeah.
Build that lean muscle.
That's pretty good, dude.
Your workout's inspiring very good jams right now. Anyways, what else, man? What else you got going on? You run?
No, I don't run.
No cardio.
I'm just trying to...
Strictly bodybuilding.
Beefcake.
Beefcake 5000.
Beefcake. Yeah.
Beefcake. What was that, Scott?
Beefcake.
If you wouldn't mind to say that in the microphone, Scott.
Okay.
Beefcake.
Juicy.
That was a little drop from the last podcast.
You're feeling good when you work out.
You feel good when you work out, man, and I don't work out, so I feel bad.
Maybe more after you work out, you feel good.
Yeah, you get those endorphins.
It's really hard to make yourself go, and when you're there, it kind of sucks. But when you're done,
you're like, oh, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my bones are tingling.
My bones are hot, and they're fit.
These bones are hot, and I'm going to go lay down now. Fells grind. Fells grind.
Falls gras.
Falls gras.
Absolutely.
If I had to cut out the squats, I got a case of the hemorrhoids from doing the squats, putting too much pressure down there.
You know what? I got a case of the chlamydia from the squats as well, and it just ruined my day.
Doing squats in the bathroom where you like dip your nuts in the toilet.
In the dirty toilet water. That's right. That's how I got it.
Damn.
An effective workout technique.
But I was doing 205, 10 reps. So... I feel like that's respectable at least. I mean, I was.
But you got chlamydia,
right?
That shit.
Yeah, and from the toilet, doing
it that way.
Well, yeah, it's you know, it's like you use a bathroom, right? And you're in there for so long, and you're just like, what am I gonna do? And so a lot of people read books. I just decided to work out. It's called Let's Hear a Guitar Riff.
No, I was waiting for some comedic timing.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, that was the end of the comedic story. So
okay.
Well, I'm just going to get right to it. I'm just going to tell you guys right the hell now that we have one more song.
Oh, yeah.
And what is that called?
Take my breath away. Take my breath away.
Sometimes it just takes my breath away. Today I was so impressed.
He came in and he was like, dude, my breath is taken away and I need to sing that to you in song form. And then luckily, who wrote that song, by the way? John Lennon. John Lennon, when he wrote that song.
Same album.
Same album, that's right.
Same album.
Hot Dog. Hot Dog Car. Hot Dog Hot Car. Actually, it should be called Cool Dog Hot Car. The dog's name is Hot, luckily. Luckily for us and John and his dog, rest in peace.
Dogs take it hot. Yeah, John, that was such bad timing with the... He was having...
I know, you write that song, and you say to yourself, my dog's all good, and then all of a sudden, you know, you can never control it. That's a lesson in life.
And of all things, it was dehydration.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing.
It's crazy.
You know, and my mind is just blanking.
I mean, my dog drinks so much water.
Right, of course. My dog should.
The bowl's always empty. Whenever I look,
well, you ever tried
drinking so much?
You ever tried leaving him in a car?
Well, at least with a Gatorade or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. Get him a Gatorade in the hot car.
Yeah.
Well, that was a hot car, and that was a hot pot.
Well, hot
very
coffee,
music.
Not Gatorade. I'm sorry.
Very music heavily here. Did we cover everything?
We got one more song, but we'll save that for the outro because it's really bad and impromptu.
Actually, when he says it's really bad, it means that it's really good.
I mean bad like bad! Bad! Come on! You don't! Come on! That's not bad. Play Bad by Michael Jackson. That is really bad! Whoa!
I was actually half step up that time. I wonder if anybody noticed.
You're half... I think... Yeah.
We're half steps all around today.
Brutal, yeah. I love these half steps. Chris abandoned us, and
Chris is, I guess, using the young man's room.
The young Jeezy's room.
So we're gonna play this last hot song that we wrote for you guys. And hey,
how do I turn it up? Give me all that clean channel, boy.
Oh, hey, Chris, press the one on the. If you're wondering why Scott sounds so good on the guitar. And that is not because of his playing at all.
Mm.
It is because of my new Fender Stratocaster, which is a good color, and it's also running through the GT100 Boss GT100. All my friends know that I'm very famous for the Boss GT100. It gets all my effects. What do you got going on over there, brother?
Hey man,
what do you say, man?
I said, Hey, Scott. Hey, man. I got a question.
And I'm personally anxious to listen to it on this podcast right after this.
I think that's a good place to leave it. I think everyone at home's probably finished.
They're probably, they are definitely reached completion.
They've reached completion.
Of this podcast and of other possible things. And that's a good thing about podcasts. You can be doing other things and listen to the pod and get stuff done and have a good time.
You can be cleaning the house. You can be cleaning the bean. It doesn't matter.
This time... Some people say, am I listening to a great rock opera or am I listening to a podcast? And they'll be a little confused, but that's just because of quality.
They'll probably be with their partner and have a share intimate time together where they're listening to our podcast.
Right, and that's the goal for this, the Sexy Time Podcast.
The Sexy Time Podcast.
Another potential name, I guess, if I haven't changed it originally.
Boy, this is the Sexy Time Podcast.
Right? Yeah, no, this is the sexiest one.
There's a sock over the microphone that means don't come knocking. There is literally a sock on this microphone. And it's not a regular sock. It's a wool sock. Kevin probably is wool.
I assure extremely clean.
It's extremely clean.
I swear! But it is 100% wool. It is very thick. You can tell it's only used for times not like today when it was, I believe the forecast was 100 degrees. 100 degrees hot outside.
And that was back when you had your dog, right? What was your dog's name?
My dog's name was John.
Oh, John.
John Lennon.
That's so ironic the way your dog passed, considering how his dog passed. Dehydration?
Just like a big cycle.
Dehydration, that's right. And, I've been leaving him out in the car for, as soon as he was born, I just left him right out there because I was obviously a big fan of that John Lennon song for quite a while. I mean, as long as I've had the old John, the old JL.
You just take him to work and leave him in the car.
Right. Well, what are you going to do? Leave him in the house all caged up? No. What do you think I am, a monster?
Christ.
Anyways.
Sorry. I didn't mean to insinuate that you're leaving the house.
Anyways, guys. Kevin here, if you...
Scott. What's up? Scott. Hey, guys. See you guys. It's Scott and...
Chris. It was good.
Yeah, we signed off.
We had some good times.
We had some good times, but even better jams. Hopefully you have a good time with your sexy time while listening to this pod. Love all you guys. And Scott?
Good night and good luck.